Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with EMD. I'm Andy Kirikides, joined by my wonderful co-host, Keith Glasser. Keith, how are we doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. Quick little rant on a topic. You know, we try to educate folks on the recruiting process, and I think one of the places a lot of people go wrong is this whole D1 or bust mentality. And I think that if you're smart about this, you don't let that be the reason that you fail or have to panic in this process. So let's take a couple minutes to cover that.
Sure. I think there's a lot of people, you hear people talk about all the time, right? Like the D1 or bust. And then, you know, I only want to play Division I baseball and, you know, Division II or three or JUCO or NAIA, like, no. And excuse me. It's incredibly short-sighted, right? Like, there's a lot of Division II programs out there that are better than Division I programs. Same thing at the Division III level. But the other piece of it is, like, even if you are going Division I, like, if that's your mindset of Division I and bust, like, you are going to be sacrificing a lot of things just to say that you're going to play Division I baseball. It might not be the best fit for you academically or socially or even baseball-wise, just to say that you want to play Division I baseball. And I think that that's tough. Like, it's a super short-sighted and wrong way to go about this process. Like, this process is tough and long and arduous to begin with, and to literally eliminate, I mean, I don't know the percentages off the top of my head, but I mean, what is there, about 300 Division I schools? Like, you know, there's 2.25, you know, 2.5 and another 4 something like that. There's another 600 and something schools out there from a baseball standpoint, just at Division II and III, that you're eliminating because you only want to play Division I baseball. And, you know, like I said, there's a lot of Division II and Division III programs where your college baseball experience is going to be far better than if you went to a Division I school that really isn't that good and they don't really care and they don't really put a lot of money, or, you know, they don't invest in the program, and, you know, your experience isn't going to be all that great, where you can go to Division II or III school where they care about baseball and you can go compete nationally, and you can also get a phenomenal education, and, you know, it's going to fit your needs from a student athlete experience and what you're looking for far better than some of the Division I's out there.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true. I think the other thing too is that if you eliminate all the other schools from your equation and you don't get what you want, you've likely blown off a lot of other schools. And I think that a couple things can be true at once. And I think this is just in life in general, like, multiple things can be true at the same time. Like, you can have your eye on the Division I prize and also be open to the fact that there's a lot of other really good places to play baseball and get an education. And eliminating those schools from the list of possibilities, like, you're immediately shrinking down your list of possibilities. And it's hard enough as it is. Like, to your point, I think there's 299 or 300 Division I schools. Say there's 10 kids a recruiting class, right? Just round it up to that. Some schools are going to have 6 or 7. Some are going to have 13 or 14. Just call it 10 for the sake of math. It's 3,000 spots. Right. There's way more than 3,000 people in your recruiting class that are Division I type players. And the other piece of it is you have the portal that's a factor now too. So immediately some of those spots are no longer available for high school kids. Right. So at a certain point, you have to play the percentages a little bit and be open to other possibilities. And the other thing I think a lot of people don't listen to, and some of it is because they're probably not educated on what it takes to play at specific levels, or a more detailed evaluation that would be what it takes to play at specific programs. Because to your point, a lot of Division II programs that would mop the floor with some Division I programs and so on and so forth. But if you're not open to these other places, you're eliminating possibilities off the cuff. And it's hard enough as it is. And you don't want to limit yourself in that. Lack of education a lot of times leads people to believe that they fit at a certain level, when, if, you know, if you're a 2025 and you get to August and you're not getting any calls from Division I schools, like, probably not a Division I player, And you need to be open to those other possibilities. But if you've been open to those possibilities from the get-go, it's a lot more likely that you've been established a relationship with a school. And maybe now you have an inroad with a Division II or Division III program that likes you. And now you have a place where you're wanted and you're not trying to get recruited, but you're getting recruited. And I think there's a big difference there. So, you know, just, you should have that goal. You should have that carrot dangled out in front of you if you're a player. And I think that that's valid. Like, you know, you want to play at the highest level you can. I understand that. But to eliminate Division II, Division III, junior college, NAIA from your list of schools out of stubbornness is the reason that we'll get calls from people in August going, we're not getting recruited. It's like, well, no, it's not that you're not getting recruited. It's that you've completely dismissed other levels because
68% of college baseball.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Perfect. You're just gonna write off close to 70% of your opportunities because you're stuck. Oh.
And it's going to be higher because I, you know, the 68% is just Division I, II, and III.
Yeah.
Right. So like if JUCO and NAI aren't in the mix either, like it's an even higher percentage of schools that you're going to write off. And, you know, again, it's short-sighted, and I agree. Like, it doesn't necessarily preclude people from, you know, not being Division I guys going into their senior year and things like that. But the majority of the time, like, if you're not being recruited by Division I schools currently as it stands, like, you're not a Division I player right now. Like, you know, and say what you want, but you've probably been in front of a bunch of them. Like, these guys are good at their jobs. Like, they're going to know whether or not you fit in. And if nobody is calling, it likely means that you're not a Division I player right now. It doesn't mean that you might not be one in the future. Doesn't mean that you could go play Division II baseball and go play professional baseball. It doesn't mean you can't go play and have a phenomenal career at the Division III level where it's super competitive. It just means, you know, that mindset of like it's Division I or bust is just, you know, especially in this game where it's a lot more, you know, people develop at different rates in college baseball. You know, like if you're not necessarily a guy, we've all seen it, the amount of guys who show up as freshmen that are Division III players. And by the time they graduate, like they're Division I guys, and you're seeing it all over the place, especially with the COVID years and stuff like that. Like guys are transferring out of Division III schools and going and playing their grad years at Division I schools. Like that's the quality of baseball that you're going to be playing. Like, is it top to bottom, everyone on the roster? No, it's not. But there's guys littered all over Division III and Division II who have talent to go play at high-end Division I schools. And it's super competitive. You can get that fix. But to sit there and just say, I only want to go to a Division I school, again, it's short-sighted. And you're going to miss out on – you're going to sacrifice a lot of things that you want in your student-athlete experience just to more or less say that you want to play Division I baseball. And I can tell you from personal experience, after like, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, like you don't really care anymore. So, you know, it's – you're far better off having – a place that you can go to from a baseball standpoint and a school standpoint where you're going to develop more relationships and have a phenomenal time, you know, and win baseball games and do those things that you could do, you know, maybe at a Division II or III school.
So wait, you mean to tell me, Keith, that at 38 years old and a father of one hell of a handsome 2-year-old that you don't walk around telling people that you were a Division I catcher?
I do not know. It's
now
not,
you don't have a bumper sticker that
I don't, shows. I generally don't lead conversations with that. I stopped doing that a long time ago because I realized that one, no one really cares, and two, it doesn't really matter. Most people don't even know what that means.
Yeah. So I think the moral of the story here is, listen, dangle the carrot. It should be something that you work towards, but don't be so stubborn that you put yourself in a bad position during the recruiting process. Be open to the people that like you and move forward. Continue to develop and find a place where you got a chance to compete, get a great education, and surround yourself with some people that are going to help you pop out the other side of it better off. Anything else you want to add?
Nope.
All right. Close out that topic for the evening. Listen to us next week. Talk to you guys soon. Thanks, everybody. Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMD Baseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families, and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on emdbaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.